You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Amy Condon, the interim editor of Savannah Magazine. Thanks for joining me, Amy.
Good morning, Emily.
Also with us is Jessica Lee Libos, the community editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Jessica.
Hello. It's always a pleasure to be back here with you girls.
It's great to have you both. And as always, there's quite a bit this weekend, starting this morning with On Second Thought.
Yes. You actually get to see the faces and meet the people behind the voices that you hear on the morning. Celeste Headley and Linda Chin, producer of On Second Thought, will be at Savannah Coffee Roasters from 10 to noon doing a meet and greet. And then tomorrow morning, they'll be doing a live broadcast at Savannah Coffee Roaster, so you can actually watch the production of a radio spot. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite a complicated ballet, the On Second Thought process. So it's
are
very cool.
Have you in a soundproof bubble of some kind?
I don't think so. I don't see how they're going to do that, but I mean, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, and they're going to have
live, so you really have to watch what you're saying.
And yeah, they have in-house bands and all kinds of fun stuff for the Savannah Music Festival.
Nice segue there.
Yes, nice. Because of course, as we know, the Savannah Music Festival is also starting this weekend, Jessica.
So much happening downtown. I can't even really go through everything, but I would like to mention just a couple of shows that Connect is sponsoring. First is Pink Martini, which it is a sold-out show, but, you know, miracles happen every day. Maybe you know somebody with tickets who wants to part with them. But when they came in 2002, it was such an electrifying event. And later in the week, on Tuesday, Andrew Bird is going to be here for the Savannah Music Festival. And I want to encourage everybody to check out Anna Chandler's really phenomenal interview with him in this week's Connect. And you may have caught there's a YouTube video that went viral with a duet that he is singing with Fiona Apple. So
that was awesome.
Yeah, really.
And
really
I was
cool.
Hoping, like, will she make a secret appearance?
I don't know. You never know.
Because, I mean, they've added a lot of great shows, Drive-By Truckers. True. And Andrew Bird.
So you never know what's going to happen.
But then
over
you have
the next
like Dwight Yoakam and
Ricky Skaggs. It really covers so.
Yeah.
A lot of genres.
Yeah, lots of different types of
music.
Lots
of education.
Looking forward.
That can happen, yeah.
And if you're after some art this weekend, there's a pretty cool exhibit at Armstrong, Amy.
You're right. There's Bizarre Conceptions, which is the first ever all graphic design senior exhibition. So some of the students who you see like at Starlandia Supply and CC Witt, who plays with Lynn Avenue, they're all students at Armstrong in the graphic design, and they're actually exhibiting their work and showing graphic art, which we see more from commercial and design layout, as fine art.
Well, speaking of bizarre, the Savannah Bazaar is also happening on Saturday.
See how she did that?
I know.
Yeah, so many.
I learned from Emily
today.
Actually.
We've been watching.
We've been listening very carefully. And so the Savannah Bazaar is this great gathering that happens monthly at Jelinek Creative Spaces, which is downtown. And this month's theme is Spring Carnival, and it's always a carnival festival. You have local artisans selling their wares, and you have free music. This month it's Zulu Prophet, who is super excellent, a great person and all-around wonderful musician. And there's also a group that makes appearances at different musical venues around town called the Stardust Pixies, and they bring props. They hula hoop. They are a lot of fun.
All throughout the weekend. Also, Amy, there's a pretty cool event at Old Fort Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, if you have family in town for the weekend, and there's a great, it's called A Century of Centuries. Say that five times fast, at Old Fort Jackson all weekend long from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And basically it's a recreation of the life of soldiers who occupied the fort through the American Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the Civil War. And it's only $7 for adults and $4 for children. And if you happen to be a Coastal Heritage Society member, it's for free.
Oh, nice. So.
But yeah. Don't wear wool like they did. Learn.
Yeah.
Learn.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hot for
we've
a wool
uniform. We've moved on from wool uniforms, hopefully. And then finally, Jessica, on Sunday, the Florence is showing a movie.
True. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have Easter celebrations and are spending time with family, but the Florence has been doing these amazing free rooftop reels series. And for the last, I think, 6 or 7 Sundays, they've been showing the films of Hayao Miyazaki, who is a Japanese animator who has these mystical, magical films. And This Sunday's is The Secret World of Arrietty, which is one of my family's favorites, and about these lush gardens and little miniature people, and it's just a super way to spend a Sunday afternoon. And the showing is free. You can order a glass of wine or an appetizer or just enjoy
a magical mystery meatball.
A magical mystery meatball at the Florence, because they are pretty amazing.
They are.
Yeah, I love them. So I think everybody's looking forward to another holiday weekend. It's nice to have the weather coincide with the
I know.
Spring.
Yay.
Spring weather. Well, Jessica.
La, la, la.
Yes, as we all get distracted by the sunshine, Jessica Lee Libos, the community editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Emily, and always good to hang out with you, Amy.
Yes, and Amy Condon, the interim editor of Savannah Magazine.
Thank you
for joining
us. Thank you both.